Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Tom Holland having sex with himself as Dark Link. Dope.
Bro, they did fucking Danny DeVito. It's one of the little, like, forests, the children of the forest. That's dope. And Steve Buscemi is, I don't know who the fuck that is.
You say it Buscemi?
Yeah.
It's Buscemi, dog. I mean, I know how to say Coven, but I know how to say Buscemi.
How about you boo suck my dick?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ghost Banana episode 372?
Yep.
Fucking, what are we doing with ourselves, man?
This podcast.
This is a mistake.
You can't stop podcast. Now.
You know what, dude? This is the last episode.
I tried telling you that.
I think we're out.
I was telling you that 125 episodes ago. Wouldn't it be great if we just ended with After Midnight, bookend with Jeremy Gardner?
Wouldn't it be cool if we went on to like 1,000 episodes? No.
So welcome to year 42 of the Who Goes There podcast.
Damn, man. Well,
what's your name, dude?
My name is Maticus Dingus Dongus.
My name is Ree.
And this is Jorge coming at you.
And welcome to another evening of sophisticated combat and normalized heterosexual butt fucking and normalized heterosexual scissoring.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like scissoring would hurt more.
More than butt fucking, right?
Like I feel like balls would get all here.
Tattoo hurts,
smashed
right?
up.
Yep. Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. But I can zone out getting a tattoo.
Good things take sacrifice.
I don't think I could zone out getting my balls.
Well,
smashed.
I mean, if we're talking about sexual male scissoring versus the international sign of friendship, I think I would be worried about like. You know those old like clacker balls that were on a stick and they had the rope, but like they could get tangled up. I'd worry about four balls just getting tied,
just getting
mixed up.
You
know, like that would just be weird. I know you couldn't because like the sack would largely prevent that from happening, but you could tie it in a knot and you could tie it in a bow.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty wild.
All right, cool. How you been, fellas?
Pretty good.
Been pretty good. I'm thinking about what he just said. You can tie it
giving
in.
Giving her a real deep think.
Yeah. You can throw it over your shoulder. It's pretty fucking dope.
That is dope.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Any notable things occurring?
Just getting swole as fuck, dude.
You are?
Yeah.
Fucking. I feel. Not that I'm.
Hanging out at the fitness palace of love.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take off my jacket. And
show me.
You
take off one of your 32 layers.
It looks dope, huh?
Is that the band you just saw? This is the band I saw because that's the protocol,
right?
I didn't see a band recently.
We go see a band
and then we wear the shirt the next show.
Speaking of which, I got tickets to see a couple performing artists.
Did you get Taylor Swift tickets, dude?
No. I did.
No, you didn't.
Bullshit, I didn't. I posted on my story. August 9th, last day
that's
of the tour.
Bullshit, I did not post it on my story.
I posted the confirmation on my story.
How much did
story.
You pay for those joints?
$250. But we got pretty good seats.
You know what, though? It is a, you know, I'm not a huge fan of her like you guys are. Mostly it's a bit, right? But I like that.
Who paid for it with you?
Is it a bit? My friend Amanda.
Okay.
She bought 6 tickets, so if you want one, we have extra. Otherwise, she's scalping the shit out of them.
It's mostly a bit that I hate her. I don't hate her. Oh. I don't hate her. I just don't.
I thought you meant it was a bit that I like her. I'm like, I literally got a Taylor Swift tattoo.
I would much rather spend that money on anything else.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But I got tickets to go see Wasteblood in December. She's got a new album. It came out today. It's gorgeous. Natalie Mary. Great stuff. Oh, and The Smile. The Tom York and Johnny Greenwood.
That'll be fun.
It will be fun. Both are in LA, and that's good. It's not like loud, cacophonous stuff. It'll be some nice, pretty December textures.
Only music thing I want to talk about is the Nas album that just came out.
Oh!
It's so dope. It's so fucking good.
Part three, dude.
So fucking good. Listen to it, nerds. All right. Yeah, cool.
That's dope. I'm thinking about going and seeing Sunny Day Real Estate next month, but nope. I am going to go see George Strait in Vegas in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
What if I told you Sunny Day Real Estate sucked in 1997?
I'd say, well, that's like,
well, yeah, you're opinion, wrong, man. There.
Yeah.
I'm just,
that's your, but yeah, see, I don't know.
That's being combative.
But see, I don't know
how
now.
I feel about seeing them 25 years later, which is why off. I'm like,
I want to see a dude who looks like, ooh, me going like,
but there's a new Sound of Animals Fighting song, and they're playing North Park in January.
They are.
Oh, we got to go.
It's like, dude, we got to get tickets like now.
Get them.
Like now.
Get them, get them, get them, get them.
I'll get them right now as we're recording.
Get, yes. Yeah. Do but, you want to go? You want to go? You want to go?
I do want to go because I almost actually got tickets, believe it or not.
Hell yeah.
Get three.
Get
three. You're going to take Sophia.
Huh?
You're going to take Sophia?
No.
It might be just be like a guy thing.
Oh,
yeah.
What? That's all right.
We haven't done that.
I know.
That's where you got to do
it.
It's
been a while.
It'd be a good one to go
and
to.
And I think she's all for that. She knows it.
Sometimes
idiot,
you just got to like heterosexually butt fuck your friends.
Because she's like, thanks for inviting me, but I'd prefer if you acted like an idiot without me.
Right.
Idiot.
Matthew.
Yeah, buddy.
Can you tell these fine folks about Patreon before you do that?
Yeah, patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast is how we're going to see Sound of Animals Fighting. Anyways, that's not entirely true. but it is how we, you know, do things on this show and like, you know, buy merchandise and, you know, pay for all these hosting fees and when George needs new software for recording and whatnot. Also, you know, like we're not just total mooches, so we'll give you stuff. Like we have exclusive content, like the episodes we've done on Zombievers and The Fanatic and Martyrs. And
I'm glad you mentioned that one.
Yeah, you know, because it's not all just like fun, stupid movies. Some are very highly regarded.
Some are
even
not
if
fun,
I think they're not
movies.
Good. Yeah. You know, so there's that. And then you get access to the Patreon-only Discord, which, you know, has us verbally berating our fans on a daily basis.
Actually, as of late, it's been pretty darn nice.
Really supportive environment.
It's been pretty cool. You're hardly there anymore.
Seaver and I, Seaver comes in and says something totally reasonable, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to give you the 100.
We have a new king, which we mentioned last week. All hail King Hans.
King Hans.
Hans's first pick for us will be Santa Jaws. So,
I thought it was Killer Condom.
Is that what it is?
Killer Condom is
Killer Condom is next month. He's keeping it on Christmas theme. So we were doing Santa Jaws.
Okay, cool. He's keeping it hunted.
Yeah.
Yes. Santa Jaws is for December.
All right. Cool. Anything notable that you watched before we move on to the movie we watched?
I watched the first Jeepies Creepies. Just to get caught up, but I will come
caught up.
But I will come back to that
and all the lore.
Yep.
Of whatever the fuck he is.
We'll get to that, okay, buddy. We'll get to all of that,
okay, buddy. Yeah.
As mentioned on the pre-show exclusive content, I saw Wakanda Forever. I'm not going to talk about it again, but did see it. But on brand stuff, I watched a thriller with Harry Styles and Florence Pugh.
I love Harry Styles.
You what?
I love Harry Styles.
You like him as an actor?
I liked him as a musician.
I don't know how he is as an actor. I like his music.
He needs to stop it and get some help.
Yeah, he's not good in this film.
Well, no.
What movie is this?
It's called Don't Worry, Darling.
Ooh, I heard that's super disappointing.
Well, and it had
I heard
all
it
this,
referred to as Don't Bother, Darling.
It's really notable for being Olivia Wilde's directorial follow-up to her breakout. Like, she made the transition to director and did, what was the movie with the chicks in high school and all that stuff? I forget the fucking name of the movie. Either way.
Something about library books.
she had a breakout movie a couple years ago, and it was a comedy, a high school type thing. And all the distributors were clamoring to see who was going to get her next movie. And this script was written by another person. It was on a blacklist for the previous year, which meant it was one of the real desired scripts. And the conceptually, it's this mashup kind of like the Stepford Wives. But it deals with other stuff that I think was handled a lot fucking better in movies like relationship-wise, like Eternal Sunshine. Mm-hmm. And then even stuff that has nothing to do with any mindfucky elements where this ends up, like fucking Revolutionary Road, because that dealt with the kind of like erosion of the fucking American dream in the 50s and the fucking dream of this thing where the guy goes to work, the woman stays home, and the suburbs and how that didn't fucking work out. Anyway, though, the movie, it's got like the cinematography is great. You can see the money, like it's like a $40 million budget, which isn't huge, but this isn't like a fucking sprawling action blockbuster. Yeah,
it's not an expansive movie.
Yeah. So you can see that they threw it at production design and using these actual houses in Palm Springs that are real indicative of like the architecture from that period and all that. Anyway, it's most notable for having all this on-set fucking drama, which was, I guess, Florence Pugh was with fucking Harry, while the director Olivia Wilde, who's also a supporting character in the movie, they were all like fucking, they were both getting it on with Harry at the same time.
Hell yeah.
In any case, the fucking movie, it's not an outright fucking disaster, but it takes an hour and 10 minutes to start revealing its secrets. And then when it reveals its secrets,
It's a limp dick.
It's a limp dick. And it's some of the dumbest fucking, like, why would, I don't want to give spoilers.
Why
it's
would on you reveal a limp dick?
It's on HBO Max. And by the time it gets where it's going, the reveal is a limp dick. And also it's just completely like, that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. The weirdest thing for me is that I am enjoying like the first 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Florence Pugh is doing her thing. She's ugly crying.
Yeah, it's kind of like, where's this go?
Oh, is it directed by Ari Aster?
No, but Florence fucking carries the whole movie. Yeah. And she does her scrunchy face, ugly cry to great effect.
Yeah. But when it gets to where it's going, and there, I don't want to be like, I knew where this was heading event. But about like, halfway through, I go, "Oh, this isn't real. Like whatever they're doing in the hills isn't like they're escaping for some whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
When it gets to where it's going, it is such a letdown because I would have rathered it just be playing it straight. Other than this, like fucking Matrix style bullshit.
Right.
An unbelievable misstep." In this film.
For real. And a lot of talented people and a lot of production values thrown at it and really not much to back it up.
Yep.
Besides a loose concept that could be probably better developed. I mean, you know what? What came out this year? Severance. You know what I'm saying? And that's not like an outright simulation thing, but the idea of compartmentalization and that when you leave one area, you know, because there's that element of they're at work and they're detached from who they are outside of it.
Yeah.
All this stuff is better done a lot of other places just this year.
Yeah.
Much less than other stuff.
Well, I there are even moments where I like the idea that he's sort of fetishizing his own wife because like in their real life, mm-hmm. she was kind of flippant with him and sort of dismissive of him as a person.
It's so crazy though. He's all, you worked all the time. It's like, okay, that's your motive.
Yeah. You're this fucking important doctor, and I hate you for that. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. It explores like incel culture, which is kind of already a non-starter for me. I'm like, I don't want to delve into
you
already that.
Because if you have incel energy, you don't want to see
it. Exactly. I don't want to see it reflected on me. I just don't want to be. I don't want to be exploring any of that fucking, any of those character traits.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, it's a fucking huge swing and a miss. There are some moments where, like, you know, the saran wrap stuff where I like, okay, cool.
That was cool.
The fucking, the glass wall, like, closing in on her, cool. Like, the otherworldly stuff. But if it dealt more with her madness as opposed to, like, guess what, idiots? It's VR. Ugh.
Yeah.
No thanks.
The payoff is really goofy. Really fucking goofy.
Did you just spoil the whole movie?
Well, yeah, I don't, but I don't, I can't recommend it, dude. It's like, it's pretty weak sauce.
Yeah. Either way, like, even if you knew the thing, the way there is not worth the, it's not worth the buildup. And also, yeah, it loses tension. It has a real pacing issue. It builds tension and like lets it out and builds tension and lets it out and builds tension and lets it out. By the time it gets where you're going, it gets, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It makes no sense. And there's like one simulation and it's Palm Springs in the 50s. Like, okay.
Because that's ideal.
Well, that's ideal. And then another person's going to live there because her kids are alive. Okay. What? Yeah,
silly.
What the fuck?
Yeah, silly.
Okay, so anyway, Soft and Quiet. Have you guys heard of this film?
Narp.
Nope.
It's an indie film from this year, an indie horror film. And it's one of those uncomfortable, awkward, situational things. But this one involves...
Like farting in an elevator?
Like being around a bunch of white nationals in a small town. And then
you know all about that.
Things escalate at a fucking store, and then they try to go to the person's house to teach them a lesson, and things get out of hand, and they keep going worse and worse. And
I feel like I've seen that movie a few times. You've
lived that movie.
A couple people in our Patreon on our Discord recommended it somewhat, and honestly, I was initially impressed with the ideas of the movie and where it was going. And also, it's in an unbroken take. The whole film is in an unbroken shot.
Oh, like Pig.
Or like Victoria, which is a foreign film that's fucking amazing. But, honestly, once this got where it's going, it doesn't... I mean, it left me pretty... I give this like two stars out of five. I mean, I know that may sound weird because it's not... I'm not mad at the movie. Obviously, what it's trying to say is... Like, sure, I agree with it, but it's also very obvious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I watched that, and I watched a movie called Fall, where the two chicks try to climb that big-ass tower, and they get stuck up there. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Oh, they climb, like, the biggest fucking man-made structure, the second biggest man-made structure in the United States. The Burj?
Oh.
Yeah. And fucking, they're, like, mountain climbing people. And anyway... A horrific incident compels her to fucking try to face her fears and surmount this other fucking thing. And inevitably, they get stuck up there. And when I saw the trailer, I'm like, Jesus Christ, how are they going to make a fucking feature-length film out of this? But I got to say, besides the dialogue being horrendously goofy and the people in it, the girls are fucking annoying to me and all that, they come up with a lot of little plot things. Like, there's a drone. They've got a pair of binoculars. There's a way to charge their phone with the light fixture on the top of the tower. There's vultures. There's like, they find ways that are inventive ways to keep the tension going, despite it being pretty dumb, right? Like, it's dumb, but it was more diverting and it was a little more creative than I thought it would have been.
Okay.
And a few people on our Patreon liked it too, but I wasn't that impressed with it, but I was surprised by how inventive it was.
Okay.
It's like, fuck, that is kind of an inventive idea. Then I watched a film called Firestarter.
Oh, okay. It's trash. It's trash. We don't have to go into it too much.
We have to get the
trash.
Tight. He's been wanting us to do this all fucking...
We need to do a nice, tight bottom five, and I believe it made the cut.
It's trash. It's
Zac Efron.
It's trash. Woo! Yeah, okay. It's trash.
And then one rewatch that's worth mentioning. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Had not watched this since the 90s, and I said, what? So we watched Seven.
It's a good one.
That's dope.
This is a fucking five-star movie.
Except for fucking, the implication of Kevin Spacey.
You know,
I don't
because of the
give,
implications.
I'm glad that he has those implications.
Because of the implications.
It makes him even more chilling. In his role, when he's talking shit, from
detective,
the
back.
Detective.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an argument with somebody recently about how Neverending Story sucks.
What? That's it. Pro or con? That it does suck.
I am pro that it does suck.
What sucks?
Neverending story.
The '80s.
Oh,
the original.
Austin. I was arguing with Austin. Yeah.
It doesn't suck.
It does suck.
You don't know.
And I talked about how I laughed when fucking Artek died.
That is funny.
That is funny. Everybody's like, it's so sad. I'm like, that stupid horse got stuck in the mud.
Stupid horse? Get out of the mud, idiot.
Dumb horse.
What fucking kind of horse gets trapped in mud, right? Moron?
That's Atreyu, dude.
Yeah? That's your favorite band, dude.
That's your favorite band. That's you You guys are into Poison the Well.
I've already poisoned the well. I've already flipped it on you. You can't. You like Poison the Well.
That's you, dude.
You're a Treyu.
I already flipped it back.
You can't. Not with that shirt on.
That's you. You're the one.
No flippies.
Flippies. Did we all do what we watched?
Yeah. We did enough.
Besides that, the Switch is dope, and I'm getting really into all the fucking, it's a ideal platform. As you guys know, I'm fucking late for games like Hades and and Hollow Knight and all this, these lovely fucking games that you can
he's a roguelike lord now.
If you want to go, if it's night-night time, you can take the fucking thing with you into bed.
Don't go night-night.
Oh, you ever play another hour and a half?
You ever not go night night because you've been playing fucking Hollow Knight in your bed for 2 hours? All right. Well, speaking of
Hollow Knights,
Hollow Knights, the Who Goes Their Podcast watched 2022's Jeepers Creepers Reborn, directed by Timo Vuorensola, written by Sean Michael Argo.
Fuck yourself.
Starring Sidney Craven, Imran Adams, Jerome Benjamin, Peter Brook, Matt Barkley, Ocean Navarro, Alexander Halsell, Wallace, Gabriel Frolick, Georgia Goodman, and a bunch of other fucking people you probably don't know or don't care to know. I'm a start it off. Does it really need to be said? Start what off?
Does what need to be said?
You're going
to
review this lovely film?
Why? And that's it.
If I can quote a classic American film in regards to another classic American film.
Okay. In regards to another.
So stupid.
If I could quote Tropic Thunder in relation to Simple Jack.
Good.
You never go full retard. Clearly, the writers, directors, actors, and everyone involved in this movie never got that memo because they went full retard. This is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Ever? And we've seen some trash.
We've seen some shit.
We'll get there. Yeah. I'm thinking back, at least Mountain Kings was a little bit kind of fun.
Well, at least Mountain Kings was like $20 with these dudes with their handheld camera.
It's supporting independent art.
Or something.
This movie's pretty impressive when you know that it was made for Mountain Kings,
that's where we're at.
this movie's pretty impressive when you know that it was made for like $12. That was great. They achieved some great stuff on that.
Well,
budget.
It makes me even more angry because why would you try any of these scenes if you had $12? Like, if you can't shoot cop cars outside, then maybe don't make the movie.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need to shoot the cars outside. That's not a tall order as a viewer.
Or, like, I don't know, just shoot actually outside instead of using green screen to simulate outside.
Yeah. If you can't pull that off. And it's really jarring because the beginning of the movie, they have these old fucks driving around outside, and it's clearly shot outside. So they used up their let's shoot outside budget.
But they're old fucks. There is some green screen even in that.
When they're in the car.
That opening scene for me is one of the most egregious things.
Mm.
Because since I just watched the original, like I think the original that opening is one of the like most tense scenes in a movie that I can recall. I love
like the whole bee eating you thing.
That and the barreling down of him. That whole thing just feels really like tense. Your chest, your back, everything gets all tight. They recreated, and there is a certain movie that re-loves that takes about 30 minutes of its runtime recounting what happened in the original.
Oh yeah.
But it works. This remade one of the most iconic scenes from that original took out all of the suspense, all of the tension, fast forwarded through the entire thing with no payoff. The couple just stands there and screams, and like the music that's playing in no way reflects this dude's attitude to what is happening at this time.
That opening scene is wild because like in the original one, you at least like kind of can see why they would go back.
Yeah.
Like you're like, okay, well, yeah, I don't agree with you, but
hold the fuck on. I just kind of jumped right in there with you.
Yeah,
now,
sorry.
This is fun. We want to have fun. Listeners want to have fun. It's going to be fun. I don't think I've made the case, though, okay?
You have not. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Well, no. Let me make my case. Like, all fun aside.
You loved it.
I hit rock bottom with this film. Right? So, the experience was, we put it on, Sophia and I, and we got to the last 20 minutes of the movie.
And did you completely black out the last 20 minutes?
No. We got to the last 20 minutes, and went to bed. I said, I don't want to finish this.
I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, Ronnie was watching it with me, and I'm like, babe, I'm sorry. Let's go to bed.
Dude, yeah. I made Andrea sit and watch it today, and we fast-forwarded through most of it because I watched it yesterday, and I'd already forgotten, like, everything.
And then the next day, I'm like, you know what? You want to finish it? She's like, sure. I mean, you have to. And it's kind of like a, like, it's like scary, you know? Like, it was like, it wasn't just like, I don't want to, it was like, I don't know if we want to go back in there, you know? But like, it's 20 minutes, you know? It couldn't hurt you.
Of a 75 minute runtime.
How bad could it be?
We finished the last 20 minutes and it was the worst of the film. and then it was like 10:30 and it's like, and she's all, what do you want to watch? I'm like, I want to go to bed. it made me reassess
You thought the last 20 minutes was the worst?
I did. Because I think it's because I had a day to process the other part or not think about it. And then I just came in the middle and I was like,
fuck. No, the last 20 minutes are like at least fucking
bananas. The actual worst part, the horror hound stuff.
Oh, that's the best.
I
thought that was hilarious.
I could not fucking believe. That they were like, you know what, dude? You know what this needs? A shitty fucking horror convention in the middle of a field.
Do we want to be combative right now?
Yes.
Okay. So by and not only that, but let's an actual good convention.
Yep.
We're gonna call it.
I can't believe how many people are here, and there's like seven people.
So you know when we do the bit where we make fun of the horror community,
the bit,
and like their vampire teeth.
Yes.
And that's them.
This is all of them.
This is Horror Hound.
Yeah. This is a Calabrese show.
It's crazy too because they're out in the middle of fucking nowhere, and there's presumably the people, our main characters, which are fucking obnoxious, obviously. And our main dude is like, goddamn,
he sucks,
dude. Like, he had
so
okay,
dude. Hard,
he had
dude.
Two bits. I feel like if he was just a straight up comic relief, he could be fun because he had a couple moments when he threw that little thing and he's like, "Ooh, that was close." Like, I had a little chuckle there. That little bit about like when she's like, "Oh, this is like a gathering of the Juggalos," and he's like, "I know you love ICP. I seen your Spotify." I'm like, that was a little funny. Those were like the two little bits of his whole act. When he said, "You're jealous," my fucking skin crawled. That was really creepy the way he said that.
You're jealous.
He's like, "You're jealous." He had a little weird Mike Tyson lisp at the end. And I'm like, don't do that. You're trying to be sexy. Don't do that. Be funny.
So they come to this festival in the middle of fucking nowhere.
In a field.
And people from out of state come there. But there's like maybe a couple dozen people there at most.
But she's like, I can't believe there's so many people here.
Yeah, they can't even fill a single fucking shot with enough people to make it look crowded, really. But then before that, they take that fucking stop at the voodoo store.
Oh, yeah.
And that lady comes out. That voodoo lady with her fucking costume that looks like, it doesn't even look like a high school production. It looks like they didn't have stuff.
She's one of those hipster witches, like the witchy girls.
Yeah, but what she's wearing looks like they couldn't even like get the clothes for a high school production. Like, it's just true. Like, well, here's a hat. Like, what do you mean a hat? Like, she wouldn't wear a fucking hat like that.
Speaking of hats, can we just talk about the Creeper's hat where it looks like it's all wrapped in black electrical tape?
It's crazy, dude. What's wild to me is that we haven't talked about the Creeper yet. What's wild to me is that Horror Hound, the convention, had to have been involved.
They had to.
With the production of this movie in some regard, at least to have their name or to, you know, to have the...
Sponsored it. There must have been like a... See, I'm thinking there was a Kickstarter because as I'm watching this movie, I realized that like... The only parts of it that actually felt like they were worth watching kind of happened to that Asian...
Carrie. She was actually pretty decent.
Wait, no, I don't even...
Pretty,
I don't know...
Pretty what?
Deece.
I don't know that... I don't know that she was... I don't know that she was Deece, but like...
No, I mean...
Am I using that in the right context?
If we're talking...
I thought she was actually pretty Deece, too.
If we're talking about like the scale of like shit in this movie... She is definitely like one of the positives.
No, what I mean though is like all of no, but what I mean is
I think that's what you were responding to.
All of the stuff that happens to her.
I think that's all it was.
You might be right.
The stuff she's one of the most insufferable characters, which is makes it great that all of the stuff that happens to her is the coolest shit in the movie. When the Creeper punches through the wall and grabs her head, I'm like, oh damn, that was kind of dope. When he fucking flings that hammer and it cracks her in the back of the dome, I'm like, that was so, fucking dope.
Okay,
peels her head and eats her brains. That was fucking dope.
But hold up a minute.
Everybody else got like killed off screen or it was very holding on a shot.
By comparison.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Let me. Okay. We have to back this up a little.
We don't want to point out anything that's dope in this movie.
No.
That's literally it. That's the end bit at the house.
Let me back this up a little bit because okay, so the idea, the lore behind the Creeper is that he comes around for 23 days
every 23 years. And he gets to feed.
I swear to fuck, we've had four movies. Four movies in this fucking cinematic universe?
That's so bad.
3 years have passed in this. More or less.
It was 2001, the original. So, like, we haven't even had a total of 23 years.
We should have fucking lasers that we're shooting at the Creeper by this point.
Well, see, and I thought with the way the movie started, it's like, oh, okay, this is going to be a prequel. Like, because I feel like they even kept the same car from the original, which was like a classic car, but it's like, oh, these old white bitches in like 1950 something. Because he pulls a fucking book down and he's like writing down information. They don't have cell phones, none of that. So I'm like, all right, we get a prequel. That's cool. We get to see a little more about his origins, like explore the lore
also,
a little bit.
Also, the motivations of this fucking old man where he's like, no, we gotta go back.
Jesus would want it. And she's like, no blind eye or like whatever.
It's like we have to go.
Oh, you got quotes? Good.
We have to go look. You reminded me. We have to go look to confirm before we call the cops. What?
Because turning a blind eye is not an option.
Yeah. There you go.
It's fucking crazy.
You know what I like though? The attention to detail in this film. To let you know that it was period specific, they had the fucking weird ass wood things on the fucking chair. The stuff that was
the little beads.
Yeah, that's how you knew.
Well, that and
that's where their production.
They didn't have cell phones. It's crazy because even the original, they had cell phones. They were those old fucking like not even the Nokias. This was like pre Nokia
with Flippy Boy
with the little like no extendable antenna.
I find that kind of shit weird. How that's part of an era and then it just goes bye bye. Like what technology replaced the wooden beads on the chair? Nothing. It was just like a joke.
Those weird lumbar support things that you buy at CVS.
Well, where are they?
Ooh, I've got a new. I've got a.
Oh,
new,
you mean in movies?
I have a new van.
Yeah,
a new work van that has lumbar adjustment and also it's heated.
Damn. Okay, well, all right. I guess that answers that question. I can definitely go online and find some of those wooden beads.
I feel like we just did a movie recently where like somebody had made a comment about seat warmers like in their car. I feel like within the last two or three films we've done. Just saying.
That old bitch at the beginning too, she was doing a lot of like, oh, oh. And I'm like, damn, I'm in.
A lot of pearl clutching.
And then I was kind of like, I hope they're like the main characters the whole movie.
Say,
I hope this really subverts your expectations.
Just old people.
And it's just old bitches evading the creeper.
The old man seemed like he couldn't be fucking bothered. And for a while, I thought he was the Greasy Strangler. And his name is Ronnie. I'm like, that can't be a coincidence.
I'll tell you how fucked up this shit is. Like, the production on this movie is. So, like, you know when... You know when the old fuckers are driving down the road and the creeper's truck is behind them?
Yep.
Yeah. You can clearly see that it's a fucking guy in a trucker hat driving that fucking that truck. And it's fucking crazy to me that not only with the amount of like bullshit CGI that was in this movie, because they've green screened the hell out of everything. Ronnie was even like, why did they fucking green screen a table?
Yeah, Andrew was fucking, like, they couldn't get a regular white bird.
It's fucking crazy. So I'm looking at it and I go, all you had to do was blur that. So you couldn't see the fucking goofball in the trucker hat. It's crazy.
You want to talk about things you can clearly see when they finally do. And for some reason, they do a lot of close-ups of the creeper's face. He's wearing like a prosthetic on his jaw, like one of those oxygen restricting masks. And you can see where it stops, and the paint on it doesn't even blend in with the paint that's on his face. So he clearly just has like a dude's eyes. That's it.
Dude's eyes.
The makeup is shit in this. Also, like, is he a fucking cicada? I don't remember if we did part three or
not. What, the sound?
No, like where he crawled out. With the whistling. We got to talk about that. I don't know if that's new.
He's kind of superpowers.
Like cicadas, you know, they go like, they come from underground and then they like shed their like little
He turns into a husk.
Is that what he
does? So when he's done hunting, he basically turns into like a nymph.
So he just hibernates in this little place and then he just like, he's like, okay, time to wake up. Eat worms. I don't know what the worms regenerate. Is he oogie boogie now? Is he like full of fucking worms? Because he eats things and then regenerates. So if he needs a new hand, he eats your hand. He fucking gets a new hand. Mm-hmm. How do the worms bring him back to life?
What do you mean?
What is he eating from the worms taking?
He's a worm of the earth, dude.
Just energy? Just exactly. Consuming energy.
Have you tried
anima, dude?
We almost ate worms a couple episodes ago.
I have eaten worms before.
Then you know already.
Yeah, but it doesn't like bring me back to life. It's not fucking
evanescence. Bring me back to life.
Oh damn, that reminded me.
That's a difference. A different melody. Bring me back to life.
That's dope.
We weren't even close. Oh, I wasn't even close. You were.
It was kind of both together. Not close.
Bring me back.
Yeah. Bring me back to
life. I can't take that.
Save me from the nothing.
There's a
Evanescence should have been in this movie.
She kind of was. It would have
been really better.
She kind of was. So
I wish.
Hold up a minute.
That's her name, Evanescence.
So hold up.
Amy Lee, she's fine.
Hold up a minute. Okay. So the lore of
I gotta
get through this because it drives me nuts. The lore of the creeper is he comes back every 23 years for 23 days.
Don't do it.
Eats some folks. Does a thing. So now there's like a creeper cult?
Yep.
Of course.
So
naturally. And they apparently...
We've reached the fourth film in the series where they got to introduce the cult.
Oh, and they're meta about it too, because the creeper is a real thing. And they're like, didn't they make three movies like Creepy Creeper? And it's like, oh yeah, Jeepers Creepers.
Oh God.
Which is crazy because...
Speaking of which...
They hammer home how
they're
like,
They're trying to like shed this image of the director who fucking diddled kids, right? Don't call back the previous movies, you dumb fucks. What are you doing?
You have to call back the previous
movies. Not the movies. You can call back the character.
No.
But they literally talk about there's been three films.
Look, the fuck, it's crazy. This should not exist and not exist how it is. He puts on the fucking song before he eats her brain.
Okay, is that
it's fucking
even
retarded?
Is that even the same song?
It doesn't matter.
No, it's like a re-recorded bullshit version.
No, I don't even mean a cover. I don't think that's the same song. Because why would you license Jeepers Creepers the song and not play that iconic Jeepers Creepers?
Where'd you get those peepers? It's a totally different deal.
I feel like it's a completely different song. Like somebody wrote an old school song.
Explain the fucking... You guys are talking talking about lore, right? 23 years, this cicada comes out with a cowboy hat on and listens to that
no,
song.
He stole that from a scarecrow. Dude, in the okay. most dramatic way, he sees the scarecrow.
What is it doing?
He sees the scarecrow, and he's standing there looking at it, and then he goes... like to grab
the scarecrow. Well, what's also incredible about that is that there's the idea that the happenstance that every 23 years somebody puts out a scarecrow that has his clothes on it. It's what I'm,
dude, and the truck has been sitting for 23 years with the same gas in the tank. Why would he give a fuck about those
clothes? Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Bro, well, he clearly does. Well, yeah, they're very similar clothes. Maybe that's just coincidental, but the truck, he kept that truck for 20.
Stupid from the get-go, even if the first one is a much better movie than
this. He kept that truck for 23 years with no upkeep and then immediately proceeds to drive it into a telecommunications tower just to take out the Wi-Fi.
The internet, dude.
Like, so people can't post videos of him because he is essentially Bigfoot now. Like, people are sharing, like, grainy video of the creeper. Like, the whole thing revolves around cryptozoology, and they really want to, like, hammer home, like...
Whoa, now.
What?
The study of
you're dropping fucking...
Of rare, unknown animals, right?
SCPs and shit. Dude, you're like he's a cryptid, or is he a fucking...
Cryptozoology, well, I like that.
Because they start talking about, like, other urban legends and myths and stuff, and
you really picked up on the stuff they said in this movie.
Okay, so I watched this movie yesterday, and I literally forgot, like, all of it. I'm like, I have to talk about this movie, and I can't even tell you how it ends. I don't remember the last 20 minutes. Shit. No, so I put it on again, and I fast-forwarded through large portions of it because there's large chunks where nothing fucking happens. But I was like, oh, okay, I remember this was kind of cringy. Let me watch this. So I got better, like...
The most egregious thing that I encountered in this film is that, like, it's clearly made by people that have a... at least a passing fucking fascination with horror films, right? Mm. So you've got
I hope.
Well, because they know Horror Hound.
They're making, like, fucking creepers.
But what I'm getting at is, so you've got this couple that's going to fucking Horror Hound in the middle of fucking wherever the fuck they're at, Louisiana. They go to this bed and breakfast, and then he has a fucking suitcase full of cosplay fucking costume.
I was hoping you'd bring up the cosplay.
And we have to. It's like a 3-minute scene.
And she's such a beating about it to begin with, right? She's like, I would never. I would fucking never.
And then she's so
because I'm a fucking scientist, and scientists don't do this. Dude.
And they're like, look at the odd couple, the weird, like, conspiracy theorist and the scientist, but together they're a perfect match.
Did you know what the conspiracy theory part? I was like, that's you, dude.
That is me, dude. I was like, man, he spins some truth.
He's like, if they're all conspiracy theories, then they all can't be untrue, that's right, true. Dude? Like,
conspiracy theorists are all crazy some until truth they're in right, there, dude.
Wait like, a minute. Well, see, you know what? Just because this movie's fucking stupid... This is now you get to shoot down anything we don't already know. Therefore, is stupid.
I knew
that's,
I'd get you.
That's how bad this movie is.
I knew I'd get you.
Yeah, you fucking did.
So she
and
she,
I was watching the scene. I'm like, he better fucking not do the thing.
And those costumes.
You know, they find out new shit every day.
So she,
right?
Okay, so she comes out. So he's got like four or five fucking costumes for her,
which are increasingly less inspired.
What the fuck was the last one?
I don't know. I don't know if it was
some the dress, the white dress.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
I don't know if that's it was some Bride of Frankenstein thing. Or
no!
I feel like it was just, I don't know if I'm using this word correctly. I feel like it was just a MacGuffin to get her into something sexier for when she finally was tied down by the creeps.
No, it went like this. She came out like Freddy. Which was fucking terrible.
It was Harley Quinn, which was...
And then Freddy.
The best costume, and then Freddy was like, ooh, look, I'm sexy Freddy.
No, but
and
look like, how, like, you mentioned, cute? like it's trying to be meta, and like, you said something about how hipster they...
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not. No, that's not...
No, they're trying to be.
Yeah, it's terrible. This like, is what, look at their selections. Harley Quinn, Freddy, Edward Scissorhands. Like, it's fucking...
Girl in white.
This is what I mean. This is supposed to be like the horror film geek's fucking love letter to its own thing, and it's like, oh, you Freddy?
Yep.
Really?
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy fucking Krueger?
Hey, you know why? Because he was a child rapist, dude. Just like the director of the original.
Oh, got him.
Got him. I am putting way too much credit into this movie than it deserves. I'm sure that's not their intention. But
you know what?
I'm going to point that out.
I wasn't going to go there too, but I'm gonna be combative again.
As you were
long
to
ago.
Churlish.
A few, yeah. That's the weird poll you did earlier on the text. Yeah.
I don't know what that word means, but I like the way it sounds.
Churlish.
Yeah.
It's long like ago,
childish, but
a few months ago is what that means on
in
the Discord.
Way, in the way back.
On the Discord, one of our listeners in the Patreon, I don't remember who it was, so if you're listening, feel free to get resentful. But they're like, they put the fucking
here we go.
Poster of this, Jeepers Creepers Reborn, and they're like, it doesn't involve Victor Salva, so maybe it'll be good? And I said...
I hate to think that Victor Salva was the only thing keeping this...
I said, was the first one good?
Yeah, it's the...
And then they're like, yeah, it was. I'm like, who directed that one, dude? And he's like, well, that's Victor Salva. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
so, there's, so what the fuck are you saying? And maybe it won't be good.
They're making as much sense as this movie does.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense.
Because the movie contradicts itself at every goddamn turn. So when they're at this Horror Hound weekend and the creeper has finally eaten enough roadkill to become like... human-esque again. He kills this first guy and he like grabs him and puts him up against a tree and then takes a step back and throws three of his little creeper stars into him.
Mm-hmm.
Walks away for no reason. Doesn't feed on him. Just fucking kills him.
Break the wrist. Walk away.
Break the wrist. Heel to the balls. Walk away. So then they're in this carnival and there's like a sharp things, you know, throw little sharpie things at statues. And it's like, okay, they go and they find the little creeper stars. And there's this weird fucking thing where this guy is like, yeah, that's one of the creeper's favorite weapons. But it's also counterintuitive because you throw it and you're throwing away your weapon, even if you hit your target. Well, why does the creeper use it? To prolong the hunt. Well, really? He just threw three of them away into that fucking guy's chest and left them. Just
not only,
left them.
Not only that, but like, I think, and I'm going to prolong
those fucking
the hunt.
Ninja stars.
I'm gonna so
that's
here's
why I put here ninja stars. Yeah. Well, I was gonna ask, is that a thing in the series? I don't remember that.
It's in the second one. It's how the creeper fucking pops the bus's tires.
Yeah.
But at least in. Again, this is me like retconning my enjoyment of these films because I don't remember the second or third one at all.
I remember there was a school bus.
I do remember the creeper stars being a little bit more. I don't know. There was something more like visceral about them. Like I thought they were made out of like fucking bones and like lead.
Yeah.
Like that, but there's no.
They look like Etsy things.
There's no tactile type thing or anything.
Yeah.
And then despite the fact that he just threw three of them in. Well, and then the guy goes through this weird, creepy teaching lesson like about the girl and like how she should learn how to throw them and throwing sharp objects at a human used to be a rite of passage. And then like the creeper somehow, after throwing three of these stars into this guy at the tree, walks over to the sharp objects booth and picks up one and looks at it like he hasn't seen one in 23 years.
Well, and also...
That's it.
And
I know these aren't the things I'm supposed to be watching in this movie, but
also,
like,
brother, he fucking takes this guy's corpse and strings it up in a house for... What?
No, it's to decorate, dude, like the first one.
For limb harvesting? Is that the whole deal?
Well, that wasn't even that guy. The guy that was hung up in the house was her fucking gay friend from the beginning who is literally only in the movie to be creeper fodder.
Well,
that's it.
I love that they had the token gay friend.
Yep.
And then he answers a call.
The fish out of water.
And then he says, he's taking a piss. He says on the phone, I need to tinkle tailor my soldier spy.
Yep.
Dude, what a callback, man.
And I'm like, fuck. And it's
like in that same conversation.
I put a gay friend referring to peeing, so I didn't forget what the fuck
she,
that was talking about.
She like quotes 30 Rock with the everything. This is what I was talking about with the wanting to show how young and hip they are. She quotes 30 Rock with the everything hurts and I'm dying.
This Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy joke will only hit with like 1% of people that watch this movie.
Yeah.
Well, they'll hate the movie even more because it's like, what the fuck are you saying?
Because I'm 60 years old.
Dude.
It's not even like an old person movie. It's just like not this audience movie. It's like.
And it's not a good joke.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even.
We've.
What do you mean?
We've completely gotten so off the rails that we've not even addressed what this fucking movie is about.
Why would we? It's Jeepers Creepers. It's what do we need to address?
Because I still don't fucking get it. I know that sounds weird to say about Jeepers Creepers, but the creeper wants her baby, like her brand new, like newly formed zygote.
You know what this is about, right?
Adrenochrome. But it's not again. It's not even a real baby. She's not even like 3 months. It's a fucking
not even a real baby.
It's a fucking almond at this point.
What
like,
if? Yeah, what if she's like, I'm pregnant. What if? What I've got.
What if? What if?
And loving. Is what she's got.
What if a zygote is like adrenochrome, just like a condensed almond of adrenochrome?
It is.
And that's like the real hit.
It's
like,
that's what he wants it
like,
for?
Like that's the, like you eat that.
Essence of D.
You eat that and it's like, it's pure well, nuclear.
He sure as fuck took his sweet time harvesting it. He swooped her from the fucking graveyard, took her to the house, took the time to tie her up, and then stabs her in the stomach.
No, he didn't do that. The cult did, right?
Mm. No, he flew in, like, because her boyfriend, after he's like, you're jealous. Like, he was about to propose to her.
You're right.
The sweeper creeper.
Hold on. Before I forget, my favorite fucking moment, and this is at the very end. Okay, so. So they've decided they're gonna take the power back from the creeper, right? Yep. So they're like, you know, we gotta trap him. Oh, we're gonna trap him. They conceive of this plan where they go up to the fucking attic, they bait two people into dying in this plan. They run downstairs, okay? They're now downstairs, and she proceeds to bait the creeper outside with her womb, yep. Right? She's like, look at my pussy. Look at my pussy.
My gaping tummy pussy.
Meanwhile, these two motherfuckers are climbing up the building to get to the weather vane that's up there.
Uh-huh.
They pull it off. You can clearly see that it's like a bird of some sort. When they throw it off, dude, when they throw this fucking thing off, and can I tell you, first off, the CGI is unbelievable. Yeah,
well, I'm saying with the last 20 minutes.
It's unbelievable, dude. Like
that
like,
last 20 minutes made it worth the watch.
It's crazy. But not only that, the motherfucker, he goes, Carl! when he throws the fucking weather vane
the CGI. Off of
the fucking building. Dude, the weather vane literally does like a fucking 90-degree angle when he throws it out. And I go, did I just see that? Meanwhile,
I think they yeeted it together, didn't they? It was like a two-man javelin.
My brain is about like 4 seconds too late, and it's like, did he just say caw?
Yeah.
As he threw the fucking weather vane?
Dude, because for some reason there was all those crows, which never get explained. Like, what are the crows? Is that a thing? Is it because he's wearing scarecrow clothes?
The crows are taking his body apart so that it can be reconstituted.
Sí, pero por qué? Also, what's the white one? Like,
I don't know. That's a three-eyed raven. The white one is a CGI bird.
Question.
That's all.
Does the creeper
he's the one.
Only eat white people?
Well, shut up.
No, this is an honest question because
let me explain. It's horror fucking horror thing. There's not many black people there.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me explain why I'm asking the question.
Because, you want to explain why you're asking the question?
Yes, because to give it at least a little bit of context. So
we know the context. You don't know white people there.
You don't know the context.
It's a shitty horror con in the middle of nowhere.
No,
what black person would go out there by them?
The one her fucking boyfriend. No. But so when they're driving to said horror con and he's fucking geeking out, she goes, yeah, reminds me of a love bug, blah, 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 blah.
The fuck?
But then they spend their life blindly chasing anything white. And then I started thinking about it and I'm like, he kills people of color, but I don't know that I've ever seen him eat one. I think I've only seen him eat white people. So is he the love bug that spends his entire life chasing something white? Or is that crow supposed to be the something white? Is the little baby adrenal almond something white?
Sure. No, it wouldn't be because it would be a half black almond.
So what's the goddamn point of the love bug story? And like,
I think you're searching for meaning in all the wrong places.
searching for love in all the wrong places.
Looking
creepy,
dude.
Looking in all the wrong places.
That's you with this movie.
I love that.
I'm not, dude. I do admire you guys trying to make sense of these fucking.
Oh, I'm not trying to make sense of it.
And it's great that it's great that you mentioned like it's you know it's horror like it's horror. There's not a whole lot of black people because like you know one of the tropes.
I didn't say because it's horror. It's because they're in the South and they're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Well, so
and it's a horror convention.
There are some. There are some. Downwoods ass white people. That's in this true. Film.
So
yeah,
I was watching this with Andrea today, and a lot of the movies that we watch tend to have the trope of like the mythical black person that shows up, does the huge expo dump that has like some.
Wait, he goes again.
Well, here we are.
You really pushed for this.
Here we
are. So now,
no. So
this one doesn't have that, man.
No, exactly, exactly. So it doesn't have it. So when they go into this little witchy,
so let me prove my point.
If you guys would stop interrupting, I would get to the point. So I'm watching this with Andrea and they get to that little shop and Andrea goes, oh no, are we going to get another mythical black person expo?
Cause she's trying to placate you.
And I'm like, oh no, no. Cause she was the one that originally had pointed out how often we see that. And then I was like, no, this one is Asian. And she's like, oh, okay. And she's like, oh, that's right. The boyfriend is black. So they already have met their quota. And I was like, oh yeah,
correct.
That's it.
That's where you're going.
That was it. There was no, they subverted expectations by not having the mythical black person in this one. They had the mythical Asian person.
I need a
comprehensive
list of horror films with
that have a mythical black person.
Dude,
they have the Harbinger. And sometimes they're black.
They're almost always. We just did.
Sometimes the Harbinger is black.
Crimes of the fucking Future had one. Or not Crimes of the Future.
Barbarian.
Barbarian had
one. And I wouldn't call him a mythical black
person. The original Jeepers Creepers. The original Jeepers Creepers had one.
Hey.
Fucking Pee Pee Poo Poo Man had one. All these movies have one.
I wouldn't call the guy in Barbarian a mythical black person.
Yeah, I wouldn't call any of them a mythical black person.
Okay, he wasn't mythical, but he did show up with the huge expo dump and then immediately gets killed off afterwards.
I like that you
said that. A lot of the time they're mythical, but they do have
them coming. What is a mythical? Can you define your fucking terms?
They have some kind of like power, some kind of connection to the supernatural, or
like The Shining,
like the Shin. We're not trying to get sued here, but these witchy people.
Crothers is a mythical black man. I'll give you sometime. That one. He's
one. Mythical Candyman. These mythical culty
Candyman.
People.
Candyman is the bad.
They
guy.
Practice Santeria. You know, and there was a mythical expo dump in fucking Candyman. I mean, that's different because there was like one white lady in Candyman, but there was
the total opposite there was scenario.
Still, same thing. There was still there. It's still a trope. It is a trope, and it's a trope for a reason because it happens all the time in these movies.
Mm-mm. Well, it's not. If you're saying it's a trope for a reason because it happens all the time,
well, I mean, like
there's no reason for it to happen.
The reason we notice it is because it happens all the time.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I feel like I need citations.
I mean, I just gave you some.
Black man trope.
I love that he's using the word mythical too.
Yeah, because it's your thing. It's magical Negro.
Well, there you go.
Okay, but this doesn't sound good, dude.
This is Google.
No, I just mean like this doesn't sound good that he's come up with this.
No.
I didn't come up with this.
No, wait. No, so this for the listener to specify. This is a Wikipedia. In the cinema of the United States, the magical Negro is a supporting stock character who comes to the aid of white protagonists in a film.
Thank you.
But it says nothing about mythical black person in horror cinema.
Okay, but the mythical part, like sometimes they have like access to the supernatural. They have like some kind of powers or telekinesis or something.
Here, magical Negro characters who often possess special insight or mystical powers have long been a tradition in American fiction, right? But why would this be the case, Matt? Now let's look into the why since you brought this shit up.
Sure. I'm not condoning it or anything. I'm just saying it's there.
Maybe is it a way of trying to like feel better about everything that happened?
Well, let's look into why. Why is there?
I don't know. It says a trope, the term magical Negro was popularized in 2001 by film director Spike Lee. because he's making fun of people that are doing this in cinema by saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
While discussing films with students during a tour of college campuses, in which he said Hollywood continued to employ this premise, expressing dismay. He also said movies like Green Mile and Legend of Bagger Vance use the super duper magical Negro.
that is fucking true.
Coming from Spike Lee, it's different.
Well, see, and it seems like one of those things where once he outwardly spoke it, it just went into the universe and people were like, hey, you know what? We should do this more. Because I feel like, especially over the last 10 years, we have seen this a lot.
This underlies the message that a magical black character who goes around selflessly helping white people is a throwback to stereotypes such as the Sambo or Noble Savage. So it's this guy who's supposed to selflessly help the white people. Like, oh, here you go, massa, I help you. You know what I mean?
See, and a lot of the time, I don't see
that dude
in
Barbarian doing that. He's not that dude.
No, he did help her. He pulled her out. He told her the story about her.
But he's also sociopolitically part of the fucking environment.
And that's fine. He wasn't just randomly there, but he did help her. He did provide the expo dump, and then he did die as a result of it.
And you're disappointed that Jeepers Creepers Reborn doesn't have...
I'm making the comment that even though they had, they still had that character, it was a different person of color.
So basically what we've gathered now is that anytime a black person is in a horror film, magical...
That's the term in Wikipedia. We'll say mythical black person actually is a lot more vanilla to say for us. So good call.
There you go. I was trying to, you know, be more PC than Spike Lee.
But either way, even going there, every episode.
I'm just pointing it out because if I'm going there every episode, that means we're doing movies where it keeps fucking happening.
Well, there was Hocus Pocus 2. And
did that happen in Hocus Pocus? I've forgotten all of that.
Well, it had a black dude who works at a fucking witchcraft store. He literally
works at a magic shop.
And so this is probably
black guy.
This is arguably the most legitimate case of the magical dude.
He's literally, he can literally do magic.
He's in Salem.
Do we have to cut all of this?
I don't know, man. It's a little rough. It's a little rough.
God well, damn.
It is, it's academic.
There you go.
But I mean, may not be what people were looking for.
Yeah, no. We'll have to. That's what the last like 10 minutes.
But
yeah,
did they even say why they wanted her baby? Because like even watching it twice,
Adrenochrome.
Did they say the reason? They had made a comment about like take its life force, live forever.
Yeah. So why? So the idea is that he can rebuild himself with human flesh, right? So essentially he would be eating basically stem cells, so he would be able to reform his entire being, right?
I think you are way smarter than this movie.
But why? But
I think that's kind of what they're getting at.
But why?
Same thing with the crows and shit.
But why would she all of a sudden gain like psychic powers? Why would she all of a sudden be part of this like creeper cult thing? Why do they anything? Why do we have a podcast?
Yeah, because when she touched that girl in the shop, like I assumed it was the girl, the shopkeeper who had the powers.
The shinning?
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know why the fuck the boyfriend bought that map. She literally said, go 5 miles south, take a left when you see the sign. It's one turn, and he spent $50 on a fucking antique map.
Dummy.
Hella idiot. Dumb. Super dumb. Had no idea his girl's pregnant, even though she's fucking puking everywhere. Also, pretty sure that was a COVID test that they stepped on, because she peed on the stick, and then there was the little circle with the dot, and then like the one they stepped on looked like a COVID test.
Hmm.
So she got COVID and pregnant.
There was a brief double fucked conversation that occurred between me and one of the listeners on Discord recently, comparing this film to another egregious error in horror cinema called Halloween Ends. And Halloween Ends is obviously a more competently made film than what you described, like with them yeeting the thing off the roof with the fucking...
So good. It's
funny, I mean, shit's...
Gone!
But I would actually argue... So this is just trash. This is a zero-star movie, right? Obviously. There's no way, right? Halloween Ends is... even more kind of baffling to me because it has competence and it has a much larger budget. So it makes the decisions they made creatively just fucking baffling to me. Right? But it's an interesting thing to compare like these two fucking completely mishandled properties and see one that has these fucking, this huge financial backing and one that has zero, like fucking basically a, apparently zero backing, and compare the two, because this is, I mean, this is a zero star movie and Halloween Ends is horrible, but it's like, which one, what I'm basically asking is, which one pisses you off more?
Gun to my head, if I had to pick one to watch again, I would watch Jeepers Creepers again. Like, just because, like, it was kind of funny how bad it was. I wasn't as angry as I was with I wasn't angry with this movie. I was angry with Halloween.
I was pissed with this movie.
Like, this movie, at least...
This one, like I said, this got me to go 9-9 at 10:30.
This was bad. I mean, this was very bad. At least... Parts, like I said, all the stuff that happened to that Asian girl was super awesome. Like, I don't know if she was a huge producer on this or what, but it was like she got all of the budget in terms of special effects. And I'm cool with that.
With the brain.
Yeah, with the brain and, like, the hammer and
the... With the brain.
You know.
The brain.
Punching her through the wall and pulling her hair. Like, that was cool. I dug that. But, like, damn, dude. It's rough. And this movie's 75 minutes long versus double that for Halloween Ends.
Yeah, I'll never watch this movie.
It's well, the thing is that the stupidity is condensed to this short of a movie.
Yeah. Like I said, you can fast forward through a lot of this and not miss anything.
You could not watch it and not miss anything.
That's true. Actually, you would miss a lot. You would miss all of this trash. So, like...
Who okayed this?
I think this was just kind of one of those things
some
where
it was
like...
Some pee-pee poo-poo, man.
You mean between us who okayed it or who okayed it?
No, who okayed the production of the film?
Oh, some fucking jackass.
Definitely a pee-pee poo-poo man.
I feel like this might have been a Kickstarter kind of thing. Like, just with the Horror Hound tie-in and like...
Well, and this was in theaters for like a day or two. Mm. And I remember quite a few people there listening to the show that they went... they went and saw this in a theater. Because they wanted to have, because they want to have the opportunity to see it in the theater while it's there. Can you imagine watching this caliber of film in a fucking movie theater with that like green screen?
I can't even imagine watching this calibri of a film.
In any format. Ever again.
Was his little ceremonial dagger, was he like inoculating her with that? Because he stabbed her and then he just kind of hung out for like 5 minutes and then he heard a gun. Fuck, I forgot all about this. He's underground with her on the altar and he fucking stabs her.
A little bit though.
You think he's going to cut this little almond adrenochrome baby out of her? And then...
It's like an adrenochrome power pill.
Yeah. And a whole 5 minutes goes by with the rest of the fucking Scooby-Doo mystery gang over at the house. He hears a gunshot, and then he's just like, oh, I am so close to my end goal. I'm just going to stop fucking with this girl and her magical baby, fly out of this pipe, and go fuck with this house full of people.
Well, he needed to eat more, dude. He needed to fucking...
He didn't eat any of them. The only person he ate was when his hand got fucked up and he pulled that jerky arm off
dude,
of the ceiling.
His little like when the dude points the gun at him and he goes...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. With his little butthole mouth. Were his teeth like an MMA mouth guard?
Basically, yeah. They were dude. Fucking terrible.
I just wanted to show you guys that.
What is that?
Hell yeah.
It's a zero?
0% and an 8% audience
only
score.
Only 15
That's
reviews.
This new one, right?
Yeah.
Good.
And then the IMDb, anyone want to guess out of 10?
0.5.
2.5 out of 10.
I knew it was like 2 something.
It's pretty fucking
yeah,
amazing.
That's just a mistake. Even if you're like, even if you're like, oh, I like watching bad movies because they're... Don't do it.
Well, we had to watch. I had to watch this to get the solid bottom 5.
Okay,
what can beat this?
On that note, though, this did feel a lot like those really bad, like low-budget movies. Like a lot of the old Full Moon movies, like Terror Tunes and stuff like that.
I think you're, you know what, dude, you're giving it way too much fucking credit.
No, I'm saying it felt like those really low budget shit movies, but not nearly as enjoyable. If you're like tuning into this and you're wanting to watch something like Terror Toons, you're going to be disappointed. Well, and
those, the Full Moon movies, I've seen a few of them. They didn't have fucking this, they weren't made in the age of this horrendous CGI green screening thing, dude. Okay?
Like, why would you?
That's a big fucking, like.
Why would you? And the color correction was so bad. Like, some of the choices, like when they were in the graveyard and that guy got like his head grabbed.
It looks like a photoshopped flyer.
Everything from the mid-2000s. Looked piss soaked. Everything looked like it was just yellow and dingy.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
And I don't understand. And why? Just like CGI is not cheap, right?
Well,
it's a pretty expensive thing. Why would you not just like take the CGI out and reinvest that money into like prosthetics and practical effects?
Well, I think it's laziness, and I think cheap CGI is cheap. Cheap backgrounds are cheap, right? Like, because it's now we're not talking like it had computer. Yes, I guess yes, it had computer generated imagery.
Everything's all green screen. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's green screened. It's not like they generated fresh fucking. Like models here
when they were in that little witchcraft store, right? And they open up the door, it's like a country road outside the door.
Yeah,
like they CGI'd the outside. It's like, why not just film the outside?
Well, and they could have, like, honestly, Matt,
it could be literally anywhere outside.
Yeah
Well, they could have probably gotten a picture off Google Images and then doctored it up, and they might not have even had to do any of that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, I get it.
I think that's what they fucking did. Like, the house is a good example, too. Like, you see one part where it looks like they're in front of a physical house, but it's clearly just, like, a shitty made set. And then it has a house in the background. It's like, oh, I guess they didn't want to shoot in front of the house at this point because they have just, like, a green screen CGI house.
Yeah.
It's just...
Just stop it.
Get some help.
Just get some help. Bring back the other dude. You know?
The pedophile?
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
bring him back out of jail.
Yeah. You guys, I mean, you guys love that first movie so much, then, you know, there you go.
Yeah. This
release the pedophile cut.
The Salva mix.
Is this going to be our worst of the year?
It has to be, dude. That's kind of what I'm bringing up with Ends. Because worst, these are subjective things, but it is undoubtedly going to be the worst film I've seen this year.
I'd have to reach back.
I mean, I can't.
Do I hate it as much as Dash Cam? I don't know.
But see, that's the thing is like I.
Dash Cam had some way cooler shit than
I feel like I might watch Dash Cam again before. I mean, I'm not going to watch either one again.
You gotta watch Firestarter.
But like, I feel like if I were to watch one of them, I would watch Dash Cam again.
Yeah, and I feel like, speaking of which,
because at least my hatred towards her is justified.
Hate. That's fucking Coop right there.
Turn on the hate.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. See, you can do it. Oh, hey, wait a minute. What the fuck was I going to say right now?
I don't know, dude.
Turn on the hate?
No, not turn on the hate. Oh, it's go time with watching all we need. You know, have you been watching bad movies? Have you watched all the bad movies?
Watching bad movies?
Yes.
No.
What's your bottom five going to look like? See?
This.
Get busy.
This and Halloween Ends and Dash Cam. And,
hey, get busy living or get busy
watching
shitty movies.
And that has a magical person in it. Right?
Probably.
It does.
Because you're talking about Shawshank Redemption.
I am talking about
Shawshank Redemption. There you go.
Anytime, Jules in Pulp Fiction, magical, because
Where do you draw the line here?
Okay,
either I have to cut the whole thing, or I'm going to leave it all in. Anywho, that's the Who Goes There podcast for episode
372. There's a whole 2 years of episodes you just cut out right there.
Yeeted.
Yep. Yeeted like a weather vane off of a house.
Call!
Fucking A, man. That's all great. Right, this is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
This is Red.
Yeah. Hope you're ready for Jeepers Creepers 5, because it's coming.
You think?
Next week is the menu.
After that ending, it's happening.
The menu next week.
Yeah. Ooh, we should have a big Thanksgiving spread.
Do you guys want to do that?
The menu.
What? Have food?
Yes, have food. Yeah, here next Saturday, that,
especially because we're doing Saturday.
Oh!
Let's bring all our leftovers.
Well, you got to bring Sophia.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Done and done.
She works on Saturday.
What time?
She gets off at like 5. That's just not gonna
five.
Work.
Five.
We'll do it night.
I gotta go play Hades.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.